Okay, so we'll get started again.
我们现在再开始。
Now we just had in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 where God is saying that my spirit, meaning my Holy Spirit, will not contend or not strive with man for more than 120 years.
这是在第三句啊，第六章第三句里面说，上帝说我的圣灵将不会在这个人的肉体中大概只会再给他们120年。
And this shows or manifests his character that God always gives a warning before judgment.
而这是上帝在给我们人的一个警告，因为每一次上帝他到最后要来审判我们之前，他给我们的一个警告。
And at the time of Noah, or 120 years before the flood was going to happen, this is the evangelical message, like the message of the gospel. It's going not just to the humans, but also to the Nephilim. See, the Nephilim, they're going to be born, they're going to be imputed with souls as well. God has done that for the Nephilim. The Nephilim could be saved. The half-castes, see, the half-castes, they have souls, whether angels or humans. You know, we all have souls.So the Nephilim have souls.
而在这个警告呢，它不只是对人类，也对那些半人半天使的这些混种人。那他们呢，其实也是有魂的。
These Nephilim, they're going to grow up and they're going to be able to learn vocabulary. And in their soul, they have those four components, of course. If you remember the four components, you have the self-consciousness, and you have the conscience.And you have mentality, and you have volition.
而这些半人半天使的这些混血儿，他们也一样是有跟我们人类一样的四种里头脑里的状态，一个是意识，一个是良知，一个是自由意志，还有第四个是。
You say mentality as well?
智慧
Mentality, that's where you're able to understand language. You can learn language and then you understand language concepts.
最后这个就是他可以有学习的各种能力。
These Nephilim, obviously they have a soul and they can think like humans.
所以这些混血人呢，他们其实是跟人一样，他们都可以思考的。
Now the difference between angels and humans when we talk about mentality is that we can assume that angels have some kind of a brain and the brain is going to be far superior.But the soul is going to be exactly the same.
而天使呢，它其实也一样是可以思考的，而且甚至因为它的脑力是比我们人类更强，所以它的那个思考能力是比我们更快的。
But we do see that there are fallen angels, and there are also going to be elect angels. So the capacity of your brain, you know, how intelligent you are, doesn't really make a difference as to whether you're going to become a believer or not.
但是呢，即使这些天使，不管是他是被蒙召选的天使们，还是那些堕落的天使们，他们的智力能力都比我们人类要强非常的多，但并不代表说他更聪明，他就更能够做一个对的选择。
And for humans, it's the same. You have very intelligent humans. Some of those are believers, and some of those are unbelievers.
就像人类一样，再有。聪明才智的人不见得他就懂得要变成一个信徒，所以我们人类里面也会有相信的跟不相信的。
And then you have some very stupid people. Some of those stupid people are believers, and some are non-believers.
而就算智力很差的、很笨的人，他也有相信的跟不相信的。所以相不相信跟智力是无关的。
And then you have people like Einstein. Now Einstein was a genius. He believed in God, but he didn't believe in Jesus Christ.
而像爱因斯坦他是一个智商极高的人，那他相信有神，但是他却不相信耶稣基督。
So he's like somewhere in the middle, I guess.
所以他就好像是那个夹在中间的那种。
Okay, but what it goes to show is that intelligence is not the issue when it comes to a person believing in Christ or not.
所以一个人的智力跟一个人是否相信耶稣基督是没有关系的。
What is the issue is your volition, not the intelligence.
所以真正的决定的是你的意志，是你的自由意志，而不是你的智能。
And little children, you know, they're not very intelligent really, but little children, if you give them a clear gospel presentation, they will believe.
而小孩子可能他并不知道很多事情，但是你如果给他非常清楚的福音的教导，他就会相信了。
The Nephilim, we know that God would have been fair to the Nephilim, the fallen ones, and he would have presented the gospel, given them the opportunity to hear the gospel.
而神呢，他一样是有把这些福音让这些混血的混种的 Nephilim 好给他们听，那神也一样的教导他们。
Now, it's interesting to see, the Bible tells us that when the flood came, only 8 humans survived the flood.
而在这个圣经里面有跟我们说呢，比较有趣的事情是，整个世界被大洪水淹没的时候，只有八个人得救。
And we know that the flesh was coming to an end, so we can assume that most of the population on that time were going to be the Nephilim. That there might have been a few humans left. As well, we don't know.
而我们在猜想呢，在那个时候，是不是整个人类的这个肉体只剩下这几个少数的人，还是完整的人类的基因，而其他的都是 Nephilim 了，是不是都是已经混了天使的血？
But regardless of who was left when the flood came, whether humans or Nephilim, one thing that we need to consider is it's possible that there were believers that died in that flood.Some of them might have been believers, even the Nephilim may have believed. Some of the Nephilim could have believed in Jesus Christ.
而在因为整个在洪水大洪水的时候，真正留下来的只剩下八个人，所以我们可以想象，其实，在那么多被淹死的这些人里面，就是甚至是都混血的人里面，他们还是有可能是有相信。
When a great disaster takes place, even believers die. It's like the coronavirus. I'm sure out of all of the people that are dying, there are going to be Christians in this group of people that are dying.
而在这种很可怕的大灾难发生的时候，就像现在的这些冠状病毒，他们因冠状病毒而死的人，他也一样会有基督徒和不信的人，不是基督徒的人、啊。
Yeah, just because you're a believer doesn't mean you're going to be automatically saved from disaster.
所以，就算你是一个基督徒，不代表你就能够在这种大灾难中得救。
But God had a special plan for Noah and his family.
而上帝呢，是对诺亚跟他家人是有特别的计划的。
Okay, and one thing we do know is that God had to basically reset.The line, the human race, had to reset everything so that we could start off fresh.
而上帝的计划呢，是要重新归零，把人类的整个遗传的基因重新洗干净，要留下最完整人类的基因。
And he was going to flood the world, but again, before judgment comes grace. And so he gave them 120 years to believe the message.
但是呢，神还是给他们机会，就是他警告他们在有120年他们可以活，希望在这120年里面，他还是有机会给他们福音，让他们在灵里得救。
So in Genesis 6:3, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, which it depends on how you translate this, but to contend, meaning that the Holy Spirit is going to be presenting the gospel message for 120 years.
在圣经上面是讲说，在这个过程中，圣灵还是会以在这120年里面会教他们所有的福音。
And they're going to have to hear the gospel message, of course.
当然，他们得要先听到福音的传教。
And as Noah is building up the ark, this is going to become a symbol of salvation.
而诺亚呢，则在建造他的方舟。这个方舟其实预表的是。一个救赎。
Okay, this comes out in second. I'll just bring up the verse. 2 Peter 2:5 it is.
这个在彼得后书
2:5.
第二章第五节。
This is basically telling us that Noah is he's a preacher of righteousness. He's giving out the gospel message as the ark is being built.
在这个彼得后书的二章五节里面呢，就讲到诺亚。
Oh, coming, sorry.
诺亚呢就在传讲。他说神也没有宽容上古的世代叫洪水临到的那无神的世代却保护了传义道的诺亚一家八口。
And actually the Greek translation it depends on how this is translated as well, but I mean he's one of 8 people. So he's one of the 8 on the boat of course. Noah is building this very big boat. I think it's as long as a football field.
而这个是一个超级诺亚是建造了一个超级大的一个方舟啊！这个方舟呢，差不多等于一个大型的这个足球场那么大。
So obviously it's going to draw a lot of attention. People are going to be coming along and saying, Noah, what the heck are you doing here?
而他在盖这么大的一个方舟的时候一定吓死人了所以很多人一定会来看你在干什么。
Yeah, not just the humans, but the Nephilim, of course.
当然不只是人类会来有好奇来看那些混血的天使跟人的混种人 也会来看。
And he's also going to be under satanic attack because the fallen angels will catch on to what's happening. But God is going to put this wall of fire around Noah. He has to protect Noah and his family. There's going to be attacks on this boat, just like there's attacks on the cross. This is a symbol of salvation.
而这一艘方舟呢也一样会有非常多的一些试炼就很像耶稣基督上十字架一样因为这一艘方舟就代预表了耶稣将来的这个救赎他上十字架所以他这个过程一定也是充满了非常多的困难的
You have to realize that the angels and the Nephilim of course are very powerful creatures and if they wanted to kill anybody if God let them kill them they could snap your neck with two fingers
我们要了解这些天使这些堕落天使甚至是那些 混血的人类的 Nephilim 他们都是非常非常强大有力的他如果想要杀谁当然也要上帝的同意他立刻就是就像折断一根稻草一样非常的容易就可以把他们给杀了
But God does assign guardian angels to us
但是神当然有指派来照顾我们的天使
And God himself protects us personally
而上帝他也个人也来照顾我们
And there was obviously some kind of rule in place that God has said to Satan, well, you can't just go around killing people. If you do that, the trial's over. You can't just go killing witnesses. That's illegal.
但是呢神不论怎么样他一定是有一些规则的所以也不是堕落天使可以随便的杀人啊因为他这些规定如果他可以随便杀人的话那所有的这些见证人不是都被杀光了吗一定是有某一些规则的。
You see that in movies again where the mafia, they go around killing witnesses, but eventually if you get one righteous judge, he puts a stop to that.
就像在那个黑手党意大利黑手党他们虽然好像常常拿着枪就到处就杀人啊但是碰到了一个很正直公正的法官他绝对是有办法制止这些黑手党的。
And that's comforting for us.To know that God is personally protecting us.
所以这件事情就让我们呢可以有一个安心的就是说神他一定会保守我们。
Okay, but anyway, so we see that Noah is, yeah, he's going to be preaching. His sons, maybe they, if they're godly type people, his sons will be helping to preach. Methuselah was still alive, coming up to the flood, so he would be preaching as well.
而在这里呢就在想象了诺亚甚至他一定是一直在传讲一些教义然后呢给他的儿子那甚至诺亚的祖父马土撒拉也一样他还活着嘛所以那时候他也一样会参与这些传讲到教义的事情、
okay. And some of the most enthusiastic evangelists are the women and Noah had his wife and then his daughters-in-law yeah, they could have been very enthusiastic to get out there and get the gospel message out too
而且不只是诺亚他的诺亚的太太还有他的儿子媳妇他们也一样都在传讲这些福音
Now let's just come back to Genesis 6:3 here There's a word that I want to bring up and I'll show you in the Hebrew Bible
我们现在回来看一下创世纪三第六章的第三节那我们现在要把、希伯来文的圣经拿出来看一看
Okay, now the word here in the Hebrew is dun You can see it come up on the screen, I think. This is the word they translate as to strive. Okay, so here's the translation of this Hebrew word. The Holy Spirit will not strive. Now, I'll show you back in the Chinese here again.
My soul will not forever live inside of them.
Oh, well, I don't know where they got that. That's the worst translation I've come across. That has nothing to do with this meaning. Okay, what it's saying is he will not... And I'll take you back to the Hebrew again. And you can see it from the English, maybe. My spirit shall not always strive with man. And this is where we had the word done. Let's see that it's minister judgment or contend. We've got execute judgment, to rule, to plead. Oh, let's plead the cause. If you can see down here on the bottom right, I think everybody can see that. That this is the best word to fit the context is to plead. Because the Holy Spirit is telling these people, you have to believe this message.
Okay. I think it is like asking.
Okay, well, to understand this, we're going to go back to John chapter 16.
要来理解这一段经句啊，我们必须要先看一下约翰福音的第十六章，因为这个中文的翻译，刚才那个创世纪六章三节的翻译 ，Tim 觉得是非常不对的。
Yeah, okay, let's go over to John 16:8-11 again. We did this last week.
我们上礼拜就有看到约翰福音六章第八到十一节，我们现在再回来看一下。
And this shows us the concept of how the Holy Spirit operates.
这一段呢在教导我们圣灵是如何运作的。
Okay, so here we go again. So this is a good review, but also now we can see it in the context of the time of Noah.
因为我们从这边来看哈，可以比较理解在诺亚那个时代到底发生什么样的事情。
Okay, hopefully you remember this verse already, John 16:8.
希望大家还记得约翰福音十六章八到十一节。
Okay, now this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to the unbeliever.
这个呢是在讲的是呢圣灵他对于非信徒他将会怎么样的做工。
Now it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the word of God is nonsense to the unbeliever. He cannot understand the word of God.
在这个哥林多前书第二章里面有提到，就是说，其实上帝的话语对不信的人来讲是完全看不懂的，他有看没懂的。
Yeah, it actually uses the word nonsense. Most English translations say it's like that the unbeliever is hearing the word of God and it's nonsense. It doesn't make sense to him.
就是对于这个说法，就是对于非信徒来讲，上帝的话语到了他们耳中完全。没有意义，就是他是听进去是听不懂他的意义的。
Because the word of God is spiritual information.
因为呢，上帝的话语其实是一种灵性的资讯。
And to understand spiritual information, you need a spirit, meaning a human spirit.
而当你要听得懂这个灵性的资讯，你必须要有人的灵。
Now I could take you over to the chapter here, so we'll just skip back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but I'm scared that the translation is going to be bad again.
好，我们再来看一下哥林多前书二章，但是他也担心，听也很担心这个翻译是也不见得对。
But let's just try. Now it says the natural man, but actually it means the man with just the soul, without the spirit. This is 1 Corinthians 2:14.
我们先看一下哥林多前书二章十四节，他说到呢，一个自然的人，他是有魂，但并没有灵。
Okay, now the Greek word when it says natural man, it's actually psychikos, which means the man with a soul. But every human has a soul. But he's talking about people that have a soul, but they don't have a spirit. He's talking about the unbeliever.
所以其实这一段其实在讲就是非信徒呢他是拥有一个魂就是一个自然而生的一个人他绝对有魂但不见就不会有人的灵。
And he cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him.
他说所以这一段在讲说不信的人呢他是不会领会神的圣灵的事反倒以为这是很愚蠢的。并且他不能够明白因为这些事只有有灵的人有属灵的人才能够明白。
Okay, the unbeliever does not need a human spirit, really, because he's not interested in knowing the plan of God.
因为不信的人他其实根本就没有兴趣了解上帝的计划所以他也就不需要有一个人的灵。
John 4:24 says, He who worships God must worship in spirit and in truth.
约翰福音
4:24
四章二十四节提到说
He who worships God
那些有对神敬拜的
must worship him with spirit and in truth with the spirit and with
要敬拜神必须依着他的以他的灵跟他的真理来敬拜
Okay, but the unbeliever he doesn't want to worship God so he doesn't need a spirit
所以不信神的人他又不需要敬拜神，所以他不需要人的灵。
If you want to know about God, that means first you have to believe in Jesus Christ.
你如果 要认识神，你必须要先相信耶稣基督。
Well, we're talking about really if you want to know God. We're not just talking about wanting salvation. We're talking about people that really want to know God.
我们不是讲说那种想要得到救赎的人，而是我们在讲的是说你真的想要认识神的人。
Because if you really want to know God and you want to worship God, you can only do that with the Spirit, because God is Spirit.
因为你如果想要真正的认识神，你是需要圣灵来协助的。
And that means you want to spend the rest of eternity with God.
因为代表你是想要在永生中都与神在一起。
Okay, so of course God will have to give you salvation, of course.
当然神先要给你救赎，你才能够有永生。
So what actually happens, and actually even for those that don't really want to know God, even if you do want to be saved, but you still have to believe in Jesus Christ.Yeah, the issue is, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Then you can be saved.
所以呢，神给的一个整体的逻辑是，你必须要相信耶稣基督，你才会得救。
You've got to do things God's way.
所以你必须要依着神的方法去行事。
Let's see, the word of God is foolishness to the unbeliever.
上帝的话语对一些不信神的人，他根本都觉得是很愚蠢的。
For example, if an unbeliever walked into this class right now, and they sat down here, they'd think, what is this nonsense? It doesn't make sense.
就像我们的课堂，如果有一个非基督徒不信的人，他走进了这个教室，他听这一切都会觉得是非常可笑的。
Now, that's why I don't recommend bringing unbelievers to the class.
所以这个课我们并不赞成邀请不信的人加入。
The unbeliever needs to be evangelized. So you give the gospel message to them outside of the class or outside of a church.And then if they believe, then they come to the class, or then they come to the church.
所以对于不相信的人，我们一定是要另外给他一个传福音的一个机会，让他们先从在这个传福音中，让他先相信，成为一个相信的人，才能带到教室来。
But here we have again, you know, the unbeliever can't understand the word of God. So how is he going to understand the gospel message? Because the gospel message is the word of God.
诶，那我们刚刚讲到说，这个不相信的人，他其实是必须要经由福音的传播，他才能够听得懂。但是福音也是神的话语啊，那他听不懂怎么办呢？
And that's why the Holy Spirit has his what we call common grace ministry. This is his special ministry to the unbelievers.
所以呢，我们就有特别要提的是。我们的圣灵其实它有一种叫做一般的恩典的事工，这样的事工呢，就是要让非信徒在听到福音的时候，他能够听得懂。
Okay, and that's what we see in John 16:8.
所以约翰福音16章第八节里面就有特别提到圣灵的这种事工。
Okay, and this is what we saw also just now in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
这也就是我们刚刚在讲到创世纪第六章第三节所提到的，就是他们如何的去传讲福音。
Okay. It's the same ministry.
这是同样的一种事工。
Okay, and here we see that, I'm not sure about the Chinese, but I'll bring you back over to the Greek word here. When he, now this is the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will reprove. And you have the word eglego, which means to convict or to convince.This was the word he's saying, this information is true, you have to believe that.
所以呢，圣灵的工作是什么呢？他的事工就是他当圣灵来到的时候呢，他是有能，圣灵是可以说服，甚至会验证来给你听。
And again, this concept here is that the Holy Spirit is convincing the unbeliever that he's a sinner. He's convincing the world that, or the unbeliever that they need God's perfect righteousness and convincing the world about judgment.
所以呢，圣灵呢会在当传讲我们传讲福音的时候，圣灵会帮助这个不信的人可以了解三件事情。第一个是
sin，
他是有罪的
，and righteousness，
而他是需要正义公义的
，and judgment，
而且他将会得被审判。
Okay, now I talked about that in the last sort of lesson, so that'd be about, on the recordings, is AC 41, 42, maybe? I'm talking about John 16:8.
这一段经文就是约翰福音16章8 16章第8节，我们在之前的第41讲还有42讲录音里面有特别的在说明，请大家可以回去复习。
Okay, so you can go back to those lessons and review that if you need to. Let's look again at this verb. What is the Holy Spirit doing?
所以我们再回来看圣灵到底在做什么，就用那一个动词，好，他就是现在他点到的那个地方。
Okay, and then you see the word there is eleko.
这个字呢在希腊文是 eleko.
It says that, you know, this gives definitions, and in the English there, it gives you some synonyms, I guess. You have confute, admonish, convict, convince, tell a fault, rebuke, and reprove. So the meaning is a little bit wide.
But, 就是这个希腊文的这个字啊，在英文的解释里面，它下面哈写有给了很多个解释，就是基本上你可以说这个字是说服，或者是告诉他说是去印证哈等等的这些字。
Okay, and one of the meanings that you can see coming out of this, they didn't say it here, but is this word here, plead, which is really saying, please, you have to believe this. That's what plead means. You're pleading with the person. This is the truth. Believe it.
好，那但是更重要更好的一个翻译呢，是现在他写在黑板上的这个字啊 plead, 这个字呢有一点点像是那种请求你相信那种概念。
But the unbeliever can use his volition to say, No, I don't believe that.
对，但是对于那个非信徒，他还是可以选择说，哦，我还是不信。
Well, God has done everything he can. He sent his son to die on the cross, and then he's now giving us the gospel message, and all you have to do is believe, you can go to heaven.
而上帝呢，为我们做了一切，他把他的儿子送上了十字架，而且他又把所有的话语让我们要了解，但是你还是可以选择信或不信。
Okay, now let's go back to Genesis 6:3, and we're going to have a look at that same verb.
那我们回来看创世纪六章三节，这里面有同样的一个动词。
Now look at that word there again. Oh, is that coming up? Okay, and you can see here, remember this word dun, this is the Hebrew. Now we're looking at the Hebrew language.
那我们现在呢，不要忘记了，旧约是用希伯来文写的，所以我们现在来看的是希伯来文的这个动词。
And this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to the unbeliever.
这个呢是圣灵要对非信徒他所做的事工。
God has said you've got 120 years left to hear this message.
上帝说你会有120年的机会来听这些福音。
And we know from 2 Peter 2:5, it talks about Noah being the preacher of righteousness. He's talking about the cross. He's talking about, you know, sin and salvation and these things.
而在彼得后书二章五节里面，他就特别讲到经由诺亚，他会很努力的去传讲我们人的罪以及我们需要救赎。
And the Holy Spirit is helping, is presenting the information. See, Noah presents the physical information in human words, but the Holy Spirit is convincing these people.
而诺亚呢，他扮演的是就是拿着事证，而用人的话语来传讲这些事情。而在这个时候，圣灵呢，他就是要来使人那些不信者要说服他们相信。
And you look at this word here, and the Hebrew word there is dun. You can see that's from. I'll go over to the Hebrew here. Okay, so now we're looking at the Hebrew here, and it was 6:3, and here's the word here. Now, if you look down into the yellow bit there, you see the word plead.Plead the cause.
所以呢，你看哦，这个字 dun, d o o n 这个 dun 哈的这个声音哈，它是希伯来文里面是同样的意思，是用了 plead, p l e a d 好、yep. 这个英文，就是我们刚刚提到的，它是请求你。
Okay, so that's what we have here. So we saw in John 16:8, and now we see it in Genesis 6:3. It's the same word, a different language.But the meaning is the same.
所以我们再说一遍，就是约翰福音16章8节跟创世纪6章3节，这一个是用希腊文，一个是用希伯来文，但都是讲的是同一个动词，就是 plead, 也就是说就恳求你相信的意思。
Okay, how much time we got left now? Oh, I think the Zoom is going to run out. Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break because we've still got another half hour.
我们休息5分钟，请大家再回来。